Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Does anyone have a particular topic in mind for this evening? Okay, I have heard some discussions recently regarding coax and velocity factor, and so we can go down that road for a little bit. The question I had heard asked on the air a few days ago was in regard to velocity factor. Velocity factor of coaxial cable is related to the dielectric characteristic of the insulating material between the center conductor and the shield. Air being a reference, and the formula is 1 divided by the square root of the dielectric constant, giving you the velocity factor. And the question was, can cables of different velocity factors be used together? The answer to that is yes. The number one characteristic that you want to match when using cables together is its characteristic impedance. And that is found by dividing 138 by the square root of the dielectric constant times the log of the ratio of the inner diameter to the the shield diameter, inside shield diameter, to the diameter of the center conductor. Hard to visualize, I don't know, you can find those online. But so characteristic impedance and the velocity factor then is always going to be less than the full speed of light in air. So usually 0.66 for a foam dielectric to around 0.8 or so for a solid polyethylene-type dielectric. My computer's going to sleep on me here. Let's move on to announcements and such. We'll come back to that and see if anyone has further questions or comments when we take check-ins. First of all, announcements. Club meeting coming up on Thursday the 11th. At 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation building in Warrenton. This will be both in person and online. Don't forget, everyone, 2022 dues are now due and payable starting this month. The there's a PayPal option in the members section of the website, or you can mail a check to the P.O. Box. And we have the Christmas party coming up on Saturday, December the 11th. Time and details still TBD. We'll keep an eye on the website for those. There is a VE test coming up on Saturday, December 18th at 9:30 a.m. That's going to be at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in Stafford. And then looks like we've got 3Y0J de-expedition coming up later this month. That's for Bouvet Island. Dates are still TBD. I think they're trying to work out their boat and landing details still. And just a solar terrestrial update here. The solar flux has decreased to around 88, and sunspot number today was 41. So band conditions are a little bit less favorable than they have been for the last few days. Anyone else have any other news or announcements before we move on to check-ins? Go ahead, Mike, Zippy.
KF4TEK.
KF4TEK, WDAQCN. Go ahead.
WDAQCN, the net, KF4TEK. Thanks for doing the net. Appreciate it. Just want to piggyback on the dues comments. You are welcome to send in your dues at any time. Fastest response will be through PayPal. I do get to the post office box every couple of weeks. I'm going to try and pick it up, but work in the holiday season, being what they are, can't guarantee fast turnaround through the post office, but we'll get there. The other thing is, don't forget to set your clocks back. If you have clocks that don't set themselves, set your clocks back an hour. As of last night, all of your GMT clocks, of course, can stay the same, but now the offset is different. So I've got to go change all my radios and all those other things, so don't be too early for work tomorrow. Hi. KF4TK, back to net.
Thanks, Mike. KF4TEK and WD8QCN and the Bar Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. Any other news or announcements? We have one more, actually. KS1PPY, SIPI is our net manager, and we're still looking for some additional folks to pick up a night here or there, Sundays or Wednesdays. Please give a shout to either me after the net or to SIPI, KS1PPY, and let them know you'd like to volunteer and pick up a net for an evening. Like to find a few more people to do that, you know, one or two days a month at least, kind of help things out. And it's not hard. There's a script to follow, and it's pretty easy. Netlogger is really easy to set up. All right. Continuing on with check-ins. Call now, please.
K4GG.
K3FR.
KX4.
KU.
79DD.
KN4SPL.
BB7RAV.
KS1PPY.
Whiskey8, Bravo Tango.
Kilo-1-4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
Let's pause there for just a second. Recognize K4GG, K3FR, KX4KU, and 7IVV, KN4SPL, WB7RA, and I missed the last letter of your call. Is it Bravo or Victor?
Victor.
Do that. WB7RAV, Victor. KS1PPY, Whiskey 8 Bravo Tango, and KO4QVB. Anyone else wishing to check in, call now, please.
KN4QXD, listen only.
KN4QXD. All right, let's ship it back to Mike for starters, KF4TEK. See if you had any other comments for this evening, Mike.
Negative. I said all about I think I had to say. Nope, back to net. Thank you, KF4TEK.
Roger that. So move on, K4GG. How about you? How are you this evening?
Yeah, good evening. Pretty good. Thanks very much for taking the net. I do have a question for KF4TEK. Mike, I'm just wondering what kind of counterpoise, what kind of ground radials you used for your OCF. Just wondering what that is. Because the OCF, of course, isn't balanced, so I was hoping that you might enlighten us as to what you laid on the ground to offer a counterpoise. Anyway, not much else happening here. I'm just squirting some gunk in between the door and the door frame of my new French doors, so not very ham-related, unfortunately. And I purchased some variable capacitors and toroid off eBay to build up an antenna match. Anyway, back to the net, AK4GG. I didn't pick up the call sign. WD something QCN? Anyway, my apologies.
K4GG, WD8QCN, Whiskey, Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie, November. And for those who haven't encountered me before on the repeater, name here is Steve, Sierra Tango, Echo, Victor, Echo.
Roger, thank you, Steve. AK4GG, back to the net.
Alpha Kilo 4.
Roger, that's correct. Alpha Kilo 4, Golf Golf.
Thank you. I had it wrong. Missed the Alpha the first time around there. Thank you. Move on to K4FR. Ron, how are you this evening?
Well, good evening, Steve. WBAQCN K3FR. Fairly well this evening. And still cranking along here. We did have a little bit of 6-meter activity this week. Friday morning, between about 10 o'clock and 11:30, 12 o'clock, we had some e-skip into southern Florida. With a couple of stations down there. And this morning, surprise of surprise, actually at just about noontime, I was reading a manual on the computer, you know, was monitoring 6 meters and heard a call. I looked up and the display on FT8 was sandy colored, which is a good color. And I ended up working CO2 or CO3 VR this morning in EL93 in Cuba. I put it out on the repeater right after I closed with them, and Rich picked it up, and he worked him too. So it looks like we were the his longest contacts today, about 1,730 kilometers from him. But so 6 meters is not totally dead. It looks like it was just taking a bit of time off. And if anybody's not done it yet, there is a new update to WSJTX. Version 2.5.2, the number of bug fixes, particularly if you operate and use the one of the Q65 submodes, quite a few fixes there. I think there's one also that impacts FT8 as well. So you might want to log on and update your WSJTX software. And that's what I got for today, Steve. WAQCN K3FR.
Very good. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, I forgot about the WSJTX update there. Saw that as well. 2.51, I think, is what just came out. Good info. I'll move down to Kevin, KX4KU. How are you tonight?
WD8QCN, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Steve. Thanks a lot for doing the net tonight.
You have a very good net voice.
I don't have much to add to the conversation. I purchased the new release of RigPi software Thursday or so, and it just came out, and either it has some quirks I got to work through, but it doesn't look like my audio cable is hooked up correctly, which I swear today when I put it on, it was right. I'll have to go back up there tomorrow. So that's been taking a lot of my time. But it has a lot of nice new features, especially on the CW side, that I'm looking forward to taking advantage of. That's pretty much all I have to add tonight. I'll turn it back to over to the net. Turn it back over to net control. WD8TCN KX4KU back to net.
Kevin, appreciate that. Which software was that?
It's the RigPi software that goes on the MFJ's RigPi remote interface. Box.
I got it. Okay, very good. Thank you. That's interesting stuff. We'll stay tuned and hope for an update on that next week here. I'll move on down to Brad and 7IVV. How are you tonight?
Good. I got to run, do something real quick. Pick me up after the next go around and 7IVV.
Do that. We'll do. K4SPL. How about you, Robert?
WD8QCN from K4SPL. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for running the net tonight. Let's see here. Not a lot to add to the conversation on the coax, but my endeavors in ham radio, I finally got my, I say it's a 20 meter, but it's not. It's actually a multi-band G5RV Junior antenna up. Got a telescoping mass, and actually it took me quite a few weekends to get everything working right. Got guy wires, and I had to invent a a mass base that I could put the antenna in, because the antenna is currently at 33 feet. So it's supposed to be multi-band, but unfortunately it's only resident right now on 20 meters, which I guess is good, but it's my temporary antenna while I do some upgrades on my 6-band vertical. So that's what I've been working on. It's not hooked up. The new antenna is not hooked up yet. I was just trying to get it up into the air and get it somewhat tuned. So that's what I've been working on. That's all I got. This is KN4 SPL back to net.
Thanks, Robert. What's the six band antenna? Is that a 6BTV or something different?
It's a Hustler six band trap vertical. Back to you.
Very good, very good. I've had that antenna for 40 odd years. Started out as a 5BTV, and I recently upgraded it, added a 30 meter trap and a new 80 meter resonator on the top, since my old one apparently filled up with water at some point during the winter and froze and broke something inside here. So I spent quite a bit of time in the spring here cleaning that up and getting it retuned. And I'll tell you what, that thing is a little bit odd to tune. It's not as intuitive as you might think. It's not simple length adjustments. You're basically tuning the capacitance on each of the traps by moving the sleeve up and down, which I thought was really odd. I hadn't dug the manual out and retuned that thing in years and spent a bit of time fiddling with it here back in the spring. So got that all together, and it's very happy now, especially on 30 meters. I got great SWR on 30 meters. So good luck with that one. Let me know if you have any questions. I've got all the manuals printed out and all over the place now.
Roger that. Yeah, the upgrades I'm doing to it is a 60 meter upgrade, 60 meters, 17 and 12. That's the add-ons I'm working on. Anyway, KN4SPL back to net.
Cool. I'd love to hear how that goes. Thanks very much for that. KN4SPL, WDAQCN in the FARA Technical Service Net. Move on down to Randall, WB7RAV, how are you?
This is WB7RAV. Not doing too bad. Tried to get on HF yesterday afternoon and last night, and wasn't able to be heard by anybody. I could hear a bunch of folks and try to reach out to them, but they just couldn't hear me. And then the whole thing just dropped out on me. So I got other things I can do, so I went and did them. On and off on some other things with HF lately, but mostly in another service and whatnot. But have other things planned for this next week that I'm not going to be able to do much radio work. Unfortunately, other people decided they want to take some of my time, so it goes with the territory. Other than that, nothing much else. WB7RAV, back to net.
Good, Randall. Yeah, the propagation has been a little finicky lately. I've noticed the same thing on a few occasions here on stuff. Interesting times when the sun is revving up and dropping back a bit here. So, but I'm sure it's going to be kicking up pretty good here before long. Let's see if Brad's back in the saddle here. N7IVV, WDAQCN.
WDAQCN. This is N7IBV. Well, no, I've only got one foot in the stirrup, and unfortunately I'm being dragged by the horse. And so, anyway, it's been a quiet week. I haven't done much more than just kind of monitor FT8. Can't think of anything. I guess the only thing really noteworthy is I shipped a radio off to be repaired. We'll see. My first experience, actually shipping a radio to a repair center. So we shall see how that goes. Other than that, just watching sunspots, watching, you know, the up and down there, and getting skunked on watching the Aurora Borealis live on the one streaming site that I use. It's been cloudy up in Churchill, Manitoba the whole week, so. Anyway, back to you. I guess. Minor change, stand by a second.
Watch that. Be curious, which radio did you ship off, and who are you using for repair?
Kenwood TS-2000 that, it's Kenwood TS-2000. I shipped it off to United Radio up in Syracuse, New York, and we shall see what happens from there. I'll report back. Anyway, I was just going to report that the email that I sent out about the presentation coming up at our club meeting this coming Thursday is actually going to be slightly changed. It's going to be the fellow that's doing it for us, Mike Washville. Anyway, he's got two presentations that he gives, and one
is more of a history of what happened, how Bentil was instrumental in helping the war effort rather dramatically during some preliminary times. And being Veterans Day, we figured we'd do that one instead. We'll catch him on another meeting for his other presentation. So, anyway, either way, it's going to be a very interesting meeting, I think, for the presentation. So, come one, come all, live, WebEx, you know the deal. Back to you, N79BV.
Okay, Brad, thanks for that. I'm looking forward to the meeting here on Thursday. N79BV, WD8QCN, and the FAR Technical Service Net. Move on down to Sippy, KS1PPY. How are you doing today?
WD8QCN and the net. Not too bad. Thank you so much for picking it up tonight. Been a crazy couple weeks, and doesn't look to be improving either. My trainee that was supposed to fill in a slot sold it under pressure and quit, so I'm back to working excessive hours and not really enjoying it. So I don't know. We'll have to see. We are still looking for more net controllers. So give a shout out to Farinet or shoot me an email if you can pick up one or two during the month. That would greatly appreciate it. On the subject of your coax, I honestly have not really paid much attention to the dielectric in my coaxes. I wonder how common of a thing that is. And NK4GG was asking about Mike's OCF antenna, the radials on it. I know my 80 meter OCF didn't require any kind of counterpoise or ground radials off the top of it. I think Dick will find that the OCF didn't need a counterpoise on the ground per se, but I may be wrong. I just that's an interesting thought to add counterpoise to it. Other than that, not too much else going on. I finally got some diodes in from Astron to repair my broken power supply. They're doing it under warranty, but rather than have me ship the whole thing back, they just sent me the diodes and said, "Here, rebuild your bridge rectifier. It'll be great." So I gotta get up the gumption to unsolder stuff and try to put these diodes in place and build a rectifier out of the stuff that they sent me. Hopefully, get my home power supply back up and going. But that's all I got for the moment. I'll go ahead and give it back to Ned. This is KS1PPY. Back to Ned.
All right, thanks for that, Sippy. KS1PPY, WD8QCN, Barnett. Quick tip, there's, ohm out everything downstream and make sure you don't have a blown pass transistor or something else, too, that's going to fry your new diodes. Go through and check the caps and everything else downstream there. And then as far as radials go, it depends on what's going on with the antenna. If you're obviously mounting it above ground, you're going to need some kind of radial or counterpoise sloping wires away from it or something along those lines, I would guess. My 6BTV is mounted on the ground. I've got about 10 feet of pipe pounded into the ground, so it didn't really need radials. I was able to get a good match with it, although when I did add a few wires, I didn't throw a ton of radials in the ground, but I did add some, at least for 20 meters in lower bands there. Actually, let's see, I think I did for 40 as well, and it did bring the noise levels down, so they definitely do help. And with that, move on down to Travis, W8BT. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Steve, and all in the net. Steve, thanks for doing the net. Apologize for any noise from the Traeger running in the background. I'm just cooking up some late night snack here for the Sunday night football game. But haven't done too much on the radio. I did want to comment now that people have mentioned it. I believe the OCF is actually a dipole and should not require any ground radials. It's just a dipole fed off-center. But anyway, haven't been on the air much at all. I did get a new chair for the ham shack today, and it's almost ready for a tour once the leaves fall and I get an antenna up. But anyway, that's about it over here. W8BT, back to Ned.
Good, Travis. Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that particular antenna. I was thinking was another one of the verticals we were talking about here. So thanks for that. By the way, I think Randall, WB7RAV, I think I heard some hum on your signal there. It sounded like power supply hum. Might check and see if you've got a lot of ripple there on your supply.
WB7RAV, thanks. I'll check it out.
Yeah, another short transmission. I just heard it right when you before you unkeyed.
Okay. I'll check it out. I've got a handheld to monitor some things. Thanks.
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes, so maybe it might be something you're getting close to with the microphone as well. Maybe not a power supply issue. I have to fiddle with that and listen on another receiver, I think.
Okay, thanks a lot. WB7RAV out.
Yeah. All right, this is WD8QCN in the FAR Technical Service Net. Move on to KN4QDB. Let's see. Do you have any comments this evening?
Hey, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo. No real comments. I'm just a new tech license, I guess awardee. I've been doing this for about 5 months, and I'm sometimes able to get a hold of you, Gall. I'm out of Woodbridge, and I go by Louie. And that's all I have. That's net controller.
Thanks, Louie, and very good. Sounded good from Woodbridge. A little bit of noise on your signal, but not bad at all from that distance. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, got that now corrected. We'll go down to see Daniel. I think he was in and out maybe. KN4QXD. Did you have anything to add? I think not here. So we'll see if there's any other check-ins for the FAR Technical Service Net. Please call now.
KF4TEK recheck.
Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
I have Kilo Delta 4 Radio Echo Echo, and I've got KF4TEK with a recheck. Anyone else? All right, we'll go jump down to KD4REE from WD8QCN. Control, go ahead.
Yeah, hi everyone. It's Sim again from Springfield, Virginia, Fairfax County. Just wanted to check in and say hi, and I forgot all about this net on Sunday. I used to check in a couple of times a few months ago. Anyways, I heard somebody talking about 17 and 12 meters, and I myself am thinking of putting up an antenna for 17 and 12 meters. I already have a Kenwood TS440, and I just need an antenna for HF, so maybe sometime next year when the weather is warmer, I can put up some sort of antenna, and band conditions for 17 and 12 meters have been improving, at least in the afternoon, and sometimes they're open at night, like right after the sun sets, and there is some activity sideband and FTA on both 17 and 12 and even 15 meters. That's all I have for the net, so back to the control room, KD4REB.
Sim, very good. KD4REE, WD8QCN in the net. Yeah, I might suggest a fan dipole. That's what I'm using on 17 and 12 here. Just basically two wires off the same piece of coax. They do interact a little bit. It's hard to get the SWR down real low, but I'm running about 1.5, 1.6 on both bands. It seems to work reasonably well. On 17 meters here, I've been working Japan pretty much, you know, half a dozen or a dozen stations a day, especially right around sunset, maybe an hour before or half an hour after sunset, getting that gray line propagation there. I've also hit Taiwan. I've heard China a few times, haven't been able to work them yet. They're hard to catch for some reason. I guess they don't get up as early as the Japanese. That's about it here. Back to Mike, KF4TEK, you had a recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, AK4GG John had a question on the OCF I put up. So the short answer is I have not yet put any radios on the ground. It is an offset center fed. The split is about one-third, two-thirds. It goes into a 4-to-1 balun up at the antenna, and then it goes down through 100 feet of RGAX. And, you know, still tweaking it on a weekly basis, moving it around, changing the height, trying to get things laid where I want. When I think it's up in a good spot, I will I'll put the nano VNA on it and see what it looks like. In the meantime, everything you see out of KF4TEK on PSK Reporter is coming from that antenna, such as it is. So I guess that's sort of the baseline. What it's doing now is based on those characteristics. I wondered if I needed to put a 1-to-1 choke below the 4-to-1 or whether the 4-to-1 was taking care of that or not. That's probably a discussion for another day. But for the moment, that's what it looks like physically and electrically, and it's a work in progress. So, you know, we'll keep tweaking her and see how she flies. So thanks for the interest. And, of course, this is all due to Bruce, KN4GDX. And he built the first one or two of these based on some extensive spreadsheets that he had created and sent out. I think they're up on the group's IO. So you want to try an offset center fed. For whatever reason, I recommend it. Give it a shot. So KF4TEK back to net.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Do we have any further check-ins or rechecks for the FARA Sunday Night Tech Field Service net at this time? Please call WD8QCN.
K3FR with a recheck.
HTV. All right, heard K3FR with a recheck, K1HTV, and there's another station trying to hit the repeater there. It's just not quite making it. Let's go down to K1HTV first. How are you this evening, Rich?
Hey, this is K1HTV. My name is Bill. Doing a great job with the net. Congratulations. Very good voice. Good operations of the net. The question of Kevin regarding email, the FARA email. Number one, is the old email address still functional, the W4VA email, or is it only? Are we only using the email address, the group's IO email capabilities? That's for Kevin. Probably have the answer there. Regarding the ballon, a 4-to-1 ballon, if it's wound as a guanella ballon, the current ballon, it will be effective to reduce the current flow back down the coax. May want to look up guanella barrel and look, add to guanella, add the call VK6. You'll see an excellent building article, construction article for that particular type of ballon. You can wind it as a 4-to-1 or a 1-to-1. So check that out on the internet. VK6 and guanella ballon. Back to net control, K1HTV.
K4K, switch, got that. Much appreciated. See, KX4KU heard you with a recheck. I think K3FR was in there with one as well. Go back to him. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Steve. This is K3FR. Just one more comment on the off-center folded dipoles that are off-center dipoles and related antennas. Any of the off-center fed dipoles, in other words, where you've split the top conductor, generally will not need a counterpoise. The one exception, which is not a split top, is the Wyndham, and that has a single wire coming down from an off-center tap of the horizontal up top. That it does require counterpoises. Essentially what it is, it's a T antenna, in other words, a vertical, top load vertical, and it's because of the off-center connection to the top part, you have multiple band resonances that you can use. So that's what I have on that. WB8QCN, K3FR.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate that. K3FR, WD8QCN, and KX4KU. Go ahead.
WD8QCN, KX4KU. I just wanted to answer Rich's question. All the W4VA.org emails have always been, are still and have been valid. The only thing that got added to, that was new with Groups IO is W4VA at Groups IO. But all the like president at W4VA.org and Farinet had, you know, all that, that's the same as it always was, and it'll get routed to the right people. Back to that, WDAKGZN, KX4KU.
Thanks, Kevin. KX4KU, WD8QC in the net.
one last call for any additional check-ins or rechecks. All right, great discussion this evening, everyone. Thank you for participating. This is WD8QCN, Net Control for the Far Net. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks to all who joined us. Have a great night and 73.